Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
And it's time for Insights into Insurance here on KATE on this Saturday morning. Aaron Worm with you. And of course, always joining us for Insights into Insurance from Americana Insurance here in Albert Lea, Tom Sorensen. Tommy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Hoping that the weather this weekend builds to a better weather for next week, because I think both of us, we want spring. We want to be outside watching baseball and softball, and hopefully next week will bring us that.
Absolutely. We needed the moisture. Now we need to just get dried up for our farmers and for sports, and you might have a little interest in that in the sports, probably sitting out there broadcasting them in a lot nicer weather than we have been having. So yeah, absolutely. So
now, Tom, today on Insights into Insurance, we're going to talk about commercial auto insurance and some of the current trends when it comes to commercial auto insurance. And what's happening right now when it comes to, again, our topic, commercial auto? What is the effects it's having on insurance in today's day and age?
So I just thought we'd hit on a topic, because lately, for some reason, I've been doing a lot of work with commercial auto clients and policies. And so... So what is commercial auto? You know, some of our listeners might go say, okay, what is that? Okay, example, there's, I got a few examples here. Plumbing company has a fleet of vans they drive to and from job sites. Okay, that would be commercial auto. Trucking company has 15 semi-tractor and trailers that hauls livestock. That's commercial auto. Construction company has fleets of pickups, dump trucks, semi-tractor and trailers. That would be an example of commercial auto. Sole proprietor has a small business, has one vehicle he drives to make sales. That's a commercial auto. Commercial auto doesn't have to be a fleet. It can be one vehicle, but it can be 3,000 vehicles too. Okay, so that's what commercial auto is.
Now, we all need insurance. We know that. Why do businesses need commercial auto insurance?
Yeah, Aaron, good question. For many businesses, maintaining an effective, comprehensive commercial insurance program is among the first lines of defense against risks that can severely threaten an insured's financial stability. And one of the most important components of many clients' insurance programs and many of our clients' programs is commercial automobile coverage. This line of insurance protects the company against the financial consequences of accidents, injuries, and sadly say fatalities involving company-owned or leased vehicles, as well as employees' vehicles when used on in business. A portion of their business has the highest likelihood of happening that could cause a significant loss, basically take them out of business. I would guess to say that most businesses would say it would be an auto accident, you know, if they have a commercial auto exposure. So that's why you really need to have good commercial auto insurance, because if you don't, it could take you out of business. You know, it could ruin you. Some businesses don't have what they consider auto exposure, okay? There might be some businesses that just say, oh, no, I don't even have commercial autos. I would argue that I think all businesses have some sort of auto exposure. Example, running errands, buying supplies, running to the bank with deposits, okay, as you're running and doing those errands, you're actually you're doing a business errand. So it could come back in a court of law that, hey, we're going to go after the business because you were running your personal vehicle on a business claim. Well, that's why you need to have hired a non-owned coverage on your business policy for those vehicles and for those types of things. So over the last 5 years, the commercial auto industry has seen $16.3 billion underwriting loss nationally. $16.3 billion underwriting loss. So that doesn't mean they've only experienced $16.3 billion in losses. That means that they have lost $16.3 billion over what they have taken in for premiums. So that's that, just so everybody knows. So if they took in a dollar, it's what they pay over and above that dollar is they've paid out $16.3 billion over what they have taken in. So
now, Tom, and again, it's Insights into Insurance. We're talking about commercial auto insurance today. Tom Sorensen and Aaron Warm. Now, you just mentioned the loss. How does that affect customers or someone that has commercial auto exposure? How has that loss affected them?
Yeah, so as a consumer, or you as a commercial auto and have a commercial auto exposure, so with claims, and like I just talked about, that $16.3 billion over underwriting loss, is what does that mean? It means, guess what? Increased rate.
Yeah.
Okay. What's happening to cause all this issues, or where they have such huge losses? Well, there's some trends. Smartphones. The modern smartphone propelled the risk of distracted driving to a whole new level, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Based on national police reported data on fatal crashes in the United States during 2019, distraction driving was deemed a contributing factor of 9% of the crash deaths. Data suggests that even the use of hands-free devices while driving is contributing to distracted driving accidents, which I do hands-free.
Yep.
And I can probably admit to say that, yeah, I'm not as focused on driving as I should be when I am even hands-free, even though I'm legal, you know. Another weird one is, you don't think about this, but legal cannabis. As more states decriminalize and legalize medical and recreational use of cannabis, a new dimension of impaired driving has entered the picture. Crash rates have indeed increased with the legalization of cannabis across the U.S. Effective ways of measuring level of impairment, like alcohol, we have, you know, we can figure that out. But not, there isn't really a good one out there for marijuana. So that's an issue that is out there. That, okay, how do we know that they're driving impaired? How can we test for it? National Highway Transportation Safety Administration say the percentage of fatally injured drivers who tested positive for drugs rose from 25% in 2007 to 42% in 2016. Okay, and then also I would say the public acceptance of the use of marijuana. Okay, I'm not saying I'm for, against it. Okay, all I'm saying is there's people that are using it and driving, and they definitely are impaired. Now, whether it should be legalized or not, I'm not going to talk about that on this show.
Tom Sorensen, Americana Insurance. It's Insights to Insurance, and Tom is talking about some of the reasons why there's increased rates when it comes to commercial auto insurance. I know you have some more reasons that we'll get to coming up after we take our break. Again, it's Insights into Insurance with Tom Sorensen and Aaron Worm on KETE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lea and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Insights into Insurance continues here on this Saturday morning. Tom Sorensen, of course, from Americana Insurance, and Albert Lee, Aaron Worm also with you. And Tom, before we took the commercial break, we were talking about things that are making commercial auto insurance rates go higher. You mentioned smartphones, you mentioned illegal cannabis. There's other reasons why rates have gone up as well.
Absolutely. Another factor right now is worsening of crash severity. So what we've had going on here is when people were no longer out driving during the pandemic, that all of a sudden people started feeling like they could drive faster. Well, when they got in an accident, and normally most of the people that were out driving were commercial drivers, auto exposures. And so when that happened and the speeds were up, the severity of those crashes went up significantly due to time factors. I could say what type of percentage there are, but we only got so much time on this show, so I better get on to the rest of them. So another one is rising repair costs. Gone are the days, Aaron, of simply replacing a fender after a collision and making the claim closed. The increase of electronics from onboard computer technology to multiple sensors for collision avoidance, automatic braking, and parking assistance has radically altered the complexity and cost of auto physical damage claims. The report in a Car and Driver magazine found that 40% of the value of a new car purchased in 2020, 40% was accounted for its sophisticated onboard electronics. So it's not that they're just replacing a bumper anymore. They're replacing such things as cameras and sensors in the bumpers and all that stuff that goes with it, where they need skilled technicians to install and recalibrate these things. So it's not just a fender, a $400 fender right now. It could be a $5,000, $10,000 fender, you know, because of all those things. Another factor is social inflation litigation. When there is vehicles, especially large ones, the pressure of litigation and that for somebody driving semis, let's say, in that has grown tremendously, okay? Matter of fact, I know of some incidents that we have had, actually have clients that where they drive in commercial semis and have killed somebody, that they don't only want money or have to pay fines or pay the other family, they want jail time for those persons, okay? And not to say that those people meant to do it. They just did it. It was an accident, but it's really gotten quite extensive. So the severity of the fines and the litigation of that has gone up tremendously. The last one, skilled driver shortage. This, I believe, is the biggest issue presently. Demographic change has been impacting many clients with transportation exposures in the recent years and is likely to intensify. I don't see it getting any better. According to one study, 57% of today's experienced drivers are over 45, while 23% are over age 55. Young drivers are not entering the workforce in numbers sufficient to meet the demand. So what are companies doing? They're hiring, younger drivers, less experienced drivers, people with bad driving records, because they got to have somebody drive a vehicle, drive a truck, drive a semi. And the measurable deterioration in accident frequency and the severity due to cohort of younger, less experienced drivers is just going to magnify and keep going as time is going on here. I just saw a report the other day. It was amazing, all the people that are retiring as baby boomers, but the next generation coming up that are in their 20s to 30s is just a minuscule percentage of what the baby boomers are retiring. So those are all jobs that are leaving, and that's where a lot of our labor shortage is coming up. We actually got clients, and one example is I got a client that is in the livestock industry where they need drivers, and they have to think out of the box to try to find somebody to drive their semis, to drive their livestock, to deliver their livestock, their feed, whatever. And it's really, really hard because they're competing against companies that are paying these drivers six figures. Well, they're in a market, in an industry where there's just no way they can do that, you know, so it's really tough for them.
Again, commercial auto insurance and current trends, our topic for today. Insights into insurance, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And if you want to make sure that your business has the right insurance coverage, that's always important to have the right insurance coverage, you can contact Tom and Americana Insurance. What's the best way of getting a hold of you guys?
507-377-2000, or go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com. Or they can email us or email me a question for the show at insights@AmericanaInsurance.com.
Are you going to be wearing a bunny costume next week? What's the plan?
Well, I might have to, I guess. Maybe just to keep warm if this kind of temperature doesn't change. Yeah, so, that would be quite a sight there, Aaron.
Oh, well, if you do, let me know. And I'll dress up in one,
okay,
too.
Okay, I will.
Tom
All right, sounds good.
Tom Sorensen, Americana Insurance here in Albert Lea. You've been listening to Insights into Insurance on AM 1450 KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.